Oh dear. I just came to where I walk the dog. There's a big kind of open country area next to a canal near where I live. And there's a guy with a trailer kind of pulled into the same turning as me. And then he just suddenly stopped for no reason, right in a lane where, you know, I couldn't, you know, it's kind of right in a little turning lane where I couldn't get by him. And I, we're just sitting behind him for a bit. And then he pulls forward and pulls in. So I kind of pull a different way to park. He goes into a little parking area. And, yeah, I pull a different way so I can park out of his way. I assume maybe he wanted to turn around or something. I don't know. And, he stops, gets out, looks at me, gets back in the car, turns around. As he's driving out, he rolls down his window and starts swearing at me in Danish. And I kind of, I understand Danish perfectly well, so I knew what he was saying. But I thought, all right. So I just leave him and said, mate, I don't know what, and I put on like a really kind of, you know, Cockney accent, EastEnders accent. I said, you know what, mate, I don't understand a word you're saying. And he starts spouting at me in English, starts saying fuck you and really having a go at me. I said, what's your problem, why are you swearing at me? And he starts going on about the fact that I didn't indicate, I was behind him, and I didn't indicate to him, and he's the one who kind of stopped in the middle of this lane and I couldn't get by him. And it was all a bit weird. And then I kind of said to him, look, mate, just relax, all right? Just take it easy. And he's going off on one. And so I just walk away. I said, look, just taking my dog for a walk. Relax, mate, all right? And I walk off. And then he's driving off. He's kind of slowing down and staring at me. And then he gives me the finger from his window. And I was actually stupid enough to give him the finger back. And then he kind of stopped and I could see it on his face. He was considering getting out of the car and probably making things a bit more physical. But I just turned around and I shrugged my shoulders and turned around and carried on walking. And then he just drove off. And now I'm just walking the dog. Hopefully he's driven off, because if he's there when I get back to the car and he has a go at me again, it's going to be, it's really going to cap my day, right? Graduate today and get punched in the face on the same day. But it was just weird. I think the upshot is really that I think the guy was looking for a conflict. You could just see it on his face. You know, you just get those people who want to make something into a conflict all the time. Any situation, they want to turn it into a conflict because, you know, a conflict is something they feel they can always win for some reason on some level. So I could see it on his face. This is a guy who just wants to turn everything into a conflict. Because in his mind, he's justified, and in his mind, you know, he'll walk away a winner because he confronted me about, I don't know what, I didn't indicate. I was behind him, so I don't know why it was a problem I didn't indicate. It was a bit weird. But yeah, it was just a little weird experience I just had. Some guy just started getting out of his car and swearing at me. And itching for a fight. And luckily it didn't turn out that way. And luckily it won't. Hopefully he's long gone by now. And probably will go home and tell his boyfriend about me. Alright, I just thought I'd share that moment with you. I'm going to carry on walking the dog now and hope I don't end up in a scrap in 20 minutes time when I get back to the motor. Alright, see you.